It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hey, folks. Mike the Ref here at the Northgate Lion Senior Center. And, wow. I got to take a quick breath here, guys. It was a hell of a PWA Night of Champions show. I'm here with the usual suspects here, Mr. MRB 1.5, Ryan Passmore.
Hello, everybody.
And as well as Wrestling Clarity's Andre C.
All I can say is, wow.
I'm floored still.
And slightly injured, slightly bruised, slightly in pain, grimacing with all hell, but still a trooper, the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton.
All I can say is, great show. Whoever never came missed a hell of a great show.
Well, let me get the first needle out of the door here. The reason I'm stating injured Brian Hamilton, how many ladder spots did you take in the first match? Three?
Three.
First one right off the bat. Our surprise entrant in the battle or the ladder match for the guaranteed title shot, Tiger Jeet Singh, literally boots the ladder out of the ring, forgets the ladder weighs about 3 pounds, and it flies right into Brian. Like, we're watching this and we're in shock. We're like,
You could hear it when it hit him.
Yeah.
Bang.
Honestly, I was sitting right beside Brian. I had a pole in front of me. That's the only reason I didn't get hit. So I think it ended up hitting the pole and then spinning sideways and smoking him even harder because of it. I got, like, light grazed. I honestly didn't even know it was coming. That's how fast it happened.
Yeah, like, this was a full-out punt.
Tiger is very apologetic during the match, we might add as well.
Yeah, some people just don't know their own strength. Some people just don't realize ladders weigh 5 pounds sometimes.
The other scariest thing was, Jinder was out on the floor, swinging a ladder around, almost creamed Brian in the face two more times, almost hit me once. It was just, I'm like, dude, watch where you're swinging a goddamn ladder.
Fun stuff as part of a ladder match, folks. Let's get into this card here. What was your high point of the card? And I'm going to save you two for last because I already know where you guys are going.
One of the high points of my life.
Yeah, I know. Ryan seems to get high a lot, but that's beside the point. Brian, what's your thought?
Oh, my thought is overall great show. My match of the night was Fear and Rage against Sheik and Andy for the titles. All over the place. Hell of a good match. Rage and Fury deserve to win. They've been chasing the titles, and finally they get them tonight.
Absolutely. It was a drag-out affair back and forth. And it even got to the point where PWA Commissioner Kurt Sorokin almost got involved, where he had to have six security people hold him back as Fury is absolutely getting caned in the ring. Andre's trying to drag the mic here, so.
There was a huge welt on Fury's back after the match. It looked just...
He almost opened him up with a kendo stick on his back.
So brutal.
But overall, we do have new tag team champions, and that was sort of the theme for the night here, title changes.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah, like every single belt went to somebody else. Like,
I would say all the title changes worked for me except one, the heavyweight title. It just, the match was not, it didn't feel like the right environment with that, where the wet match was going, and Mephisto winning just kind of, I think, deflated the crowd of him winning the title more than getting the crowd up for a new champion. I think it kind of deflated most of the crowd. There was a Mephisto chant in there, but I think a lot of that crowd behind me, I think it sucked the air out of the building. I was just sitting there going, oh, really? He's our new champion?
It seemed like it was missing something. Nobody really thought it was over, and it was strange. It was fine, but it wasn't what it should have been.
Well, for me, the biggest problem with the match isn't the match itself. It was the build-up to the match. You have a wrestler that's coming in that's only had 2 months' worth of matches, and with that, you can't really develop a character, and nobody can really like or hate him, because it's like what we started chanting at the beginning of the match. Who are you? It's simple. Brian, your thoughts on the title match?
Overall, good match. Kind of disappointing BVD lost. I was hoping he would have retained the title, but overall, like I said, very good match. Got a new champion, so I guess we'll have to see where this goes now.
Yeah, top that off with the fact that You got Mephisto, who nobody really knows, versus BVD, who has got a Southern gimmick. And right now, everybody hates the South for some reason. The South will
kick that.
The South will live forever. Don't worry. Don't even think about that.
Money in the bank winner.
Yeah, we just see a ladder going by here. We're just lucky we're not getting hit with it this time.
That's what I got creamed with. We're crying out loud.
Yeah, I only got hit twice with this. So, my highlight of the night was not only that ladder match, just for the spots that were going through it. The beginning was really loose, as we could tell, as you know, two guys almost got pegged off from our group, from the Front Row Mafia, as we call them now. But
shirts are on order.
The other thing I find in that match, it started to tighten up as the match went along, and the guys started getting the spots real well. So, but the other one I really liked was the tables match for the Mayhem title.
Yes.
That one, both guys really showed up, and the combination of Fabian, Kenny Stryker, and Lisa Marie Veron, those three together, absolutely. Absolutely floored it here. So I love the overall talent of these three, and to top off the fact, it looked like Kenny Stryker blew out his bicep minutes into the match. Like, he was literally holding himself by one arm through the whole thing, but he still ends up coming out with the belt. Guys, your thoughts on that match?
I thought it was great. I really liked. I'm always a big fan of Fabian. I think he's hilarious, and I think it was really funny the way they incorporated Lisa and Fabian. Fabian kept trying to dance, and the third time he tried to dance on her, she super kicked him in the face, and he laid out on the table, and Kenny was able to get the win. I think they really incorporated her well, because nobody really knew what she was going to be doing before today, so it was very good, very well done.
Honestly, those two together in that match were amazing, and Lisa Marie... smoke show, hotter in real life than when I saw her on TV. Super, just smoke show. She was awesome tonight.
Overall, very good match. Those three was great. Seeing Lisa as a referee, like Ryan said, her super kicking Fabian and him landing on table, and Stryker doing a jump on through the belly, but the table doesn't break at first. Then he does it again. Then it breaks and gets the win. So it was great overall to see how they incorporated Lisa Marie into it, and that it was awesome.
Absolutely, and you knew this match was gonna. This match had to hit it off because the fans were starting to lose a little bit of steam at that point. It was four really good matches. That was the fourth one that was over the top. Once you start getting to that point, the crowd is going to start dying off unless you can perform.
Yeah.
And that one definitely did perform there.
100%.
Just want to back it up. I am intentionally leaving that other match right till the end here, folks. But we're talking about a First Blood match as well for the Esteem title. Gabriel Lestat gets the victory over... Via Vampire Bite over Chase Patrick to win the Esteem title. Now, I'll let Andre get into this because I know what his thoughts about blood in this. I found that this match was done very well. Andre?
Honestly, as I said on the last show we did, I'm not a fan of blood in wrestling, but this was a proper way to use it. They used, honestly, they didn't use real blood. They used blood pellet, which was, it's a safe point, and they did a fake vampire bite. It looked good. The crowd sold it like he was really ripping into his skin and making him bleed. It looked good. He was looking at a lot of blood on him after he came up. And so, I'm pretty sure PW was going to keep it classy with the first blood match, and they did like I knew they would.
They did a great job, and I liked, I mentioned on the previous podcast that Gabriel bleeds every match, and he was checking his nose a couple times. We saw him, but he didn't end up coming, so it worked out very well, and we kind of knew what was going on. We saw him reach in, and he grabbed the blood packet, but it was very tastefully done, very well done. I enjoyed it a lot.
And it wasn't egregious. That was one of the best parts about it. But Brian, your thought?
Oh, I agree with Andre and Ryan here. Overall, they did a fantastic job of doing the blood angle and that. Probably the best way they could do it. It worked out great for the match, and that's all we could hope for.
All right, I think we've covered all six matches so far. So I know these...
Brian say no.
Mm-mm. Oh, what do we got, Brian?
We missed the grudge match between Dylan Knight and Marky.
I do apologize. Now, with a card going top to bottom like this was third in the set, and...
Brian's in second.
That was second?
Mm-hmm. I trust him.
That ladder match was absolutely through the roof, which took so much time that it felt like the third one. Sorry, guys. Yeah. So, second match off the block, and these two guys have faced each other quite a bit. Double countouts, double knockouts, double disqualifications, and a whole lot of finishes that never were conclusive. This match was conclusive. Three falls to nothing, that is definitely conclusive. Great way to finish off this feud, hopefully. Your guys' thoughts on that match?
Oh, I loved it. Especially Marky getting the three pins on Dylan, because he kept wanting to get the match going, and, well, that's the way it happened, and it was great to see, because there was no DQ, no count out. Great way to end a feud. So,
honestly, I'm a huge Marky fan, always have been, always will be. Great match overall, Dylan. I'm sorry you've never interested me, face heel. I had a little bit of fandom in you when you were a face there with Dusty, but honestly, I'm happy MRB won, because Dylan Knight, he's just another bland character.
Yeah, and I think the match was very, very good, but it kind of gets lost in how good the rest of the card was. But it was a fantastic match, and it shouldn't be forgotten. I really think they really overdid, in a good way, the concise victory of Marky winning the match by pinning him three times with three different finishers. It was very good.
Absolutely, and it definitely was worthwhile, that finish there. All right. Am I good now, Brian?
Yes.
Okay. We got one match left, and these two guys are basically chomping at the bit to wine to talk about this. Samoa Joe, Michael Richard Blaze. Now, Samoa Joe did come out on top in a very close match. Your guys' thoughts? I'm going to let Ryan go first here.
MRB got caught with a submission. I thought he was going to reach the ropes and get out of it, but he could not. It was special. I could not have been more impressed with both of those guys. They were magic together, both of them. The way they worked together, the way Joe kind of played that super strong Samoa Joe that he is, and kept knocking Mike down, and Mike kept coming. It was very, very. It was all we could ask for, really.
Honestly, my highlight of the night, because MRB is always my highlight of the night if he's on the show. These two. Joe, like Brian said, played the strong style. MRB played essentially what Joe kind of used to face in the old days. Actually, he played the AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, having to be fast, having to hit quick, all these quick moves, and it was just an overall great match. Yeah, MRB got caught in the Coquina clutch. It happens, but win or lose, I think this is a great match for MRB's highlight reel, as always. It's a big match against a guy who's currently signed. I'm just hoping and praying that Joe takes this video with him back to Florida and shows it to everybody, because that match was absolutely phenomenal. And we did see MRB's eye break open a little bit from his injury last weekend, so I hope it's not opened up too much. Didn't look like it was open too much, though.
No, I've never been more emotionally invested in a match ever in my life as well. It was very, very good.
Overall, fantastic match. Enjoyed it very good. It was great to see Samoa Joe in his very last Canadian date ever. And to come to all places, Edmonton, what else could we ask for? And with him against MRB, I mean, that's got to be one up there with match of the year right now. So MRB always has the best matches with any superstar around the world. So keep on bringing them in, guys.
I'm going to just have one quick correction for Brian here. That is his last independent Canadian visit. Yeah. I'm sure he's going to show up here, whether it's NXT, WWE, or one of the others.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, well, we all make mistakes, and that's your one for this year.
Mine.
All right, folks, we've gone through everything here. Do you guys have any other thoughts on this show?
I put the wig on for the MRB match, like I did at Halloween. It was special. That's something we'll take away for a long time, being able to see that and being fortunate enough and privileged enough to see those two guys go out and lay it all on the line. It was spectacular.
Honestly, I had a great time tonight. Overall, the whole card was phenomenal, top to bottom. I don't think a single match let me down.
No.
Going into this, not a single one let me down. The main event, or the semi-main, maybe a little, because I just didn't enjoy the title change. But even as an MRB fan, I was honestly happy to see Joe put that cocaine clutch on MRB and win it, because when else am I going to get to see Samoa Joe live and in person? That dude's imposing figure.
From like 10 feet away.
And it was just a great night overall, everything. So thank you, PWA, for bringing Samoa Joe in and for bringing Victoria in, because she was super sweet, super nice. So thank you so much for the entire night, PWA.
I want to say, too, just real quick, that both of them, we talked to them before the show, took pictures with them, great with the fans, great ambassadors to the business.
I want to say that overall, the great show, especially the crowd. We had a record of 545 people here in attendance, a new record for this building. I mean, it was jam-packed, standing room only, and it was loud, loud. It was so awesome. We appreciate everybody coming out. So, guys, just keep coming out. Support the local shows. We all enjoy it.
For the fire department or anybody else listening to this podcast, the 545 is not confirmed, so do not send out any fines for overcrowding due to the fact that we mentioned that number on the podcast. Please, 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 please. We may not be allowed back. I want to give a special shout out to, I hate to toot our own horn here, but the newly hashtagged Front Row Mafia here. The way, especially Delmer started that crowd up all night, and basically, it was funny. I was sitting right next to him. We would start the chants, and the crowd would just take it and go. We wouldn't have to even keep going.
Except the main event. It's the only one.
The main event, you could see where everybody was looking forward to seeing Joe, and everybody turned into a Joe fan for the most part.
Not me.
Not me.
For a few exceptions here.
I was kind of going for both. I was torn, so...
But any other thoughts, guys? Anything else you want to bring up tonight?
No, other than this was just special, and I'm going to go home and watch my Best of 2015 DVD Part 1.
Yeah, great overall show. I enjoyed the hell out of it. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, support indie wrestling wherever you are, Canada, USA, or anywhere around the world.
Overall, like I said, a great show. You guys, whoever never came, missed out. Just keep supporting the wrestling, guys. We love it. I mean, we got wrestling all over Alberta, Canada. Keep checking it out.
And folks, yeah, on my end, there's only a couple things I want to mention. First of all, when this DVD comes out next month, get it. Yeah. Don't even kid yourself. Yeah. This is one of those shut up and take my money kind of DVDs at this point. If you guys need a DVD, please contact us on Facebook, facebook.com/EdmontonSPN. We will get the information out to you on how to get it. Or hell, if we need to mail it out to you, I'm sure we can arrange it for you.
You have to send your money first, though.
Yeah, that's Andre here. I think he's turned part Jewish right now, but that's beside the
Mike's
point.
Too trustworthy. People like to steal money.
Oh, whatever. The only other thought I have is on the network this week. Later on this week, whether it be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, somewhere in there, Andre is going to have a more in-depth review of this show with some special guests. We're just confirming on who they are and when they're available. All right, and this weekend we're going to have a quick calls covering from the RCW show Boiling Point going on at the Evansdale Arena. So make sure to check that out. And I want to give a special thank you to the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton, before he heads off to the Medi Center.
It's always great to be here, guys. Enjoyed it.
Wait, is that an ambulance pulling up?
Oh, I gotta go.
And Wrestling Clarity's Andre C.
Thanks for having me, Mike. I'm always happy to be on any podcast you're doing.
And of course, Mr. MRB 1.5, ready to just finishing wiping up his drool from seeing Mikey and his new red hair. Ryan Passmore.
I just want to say one more thing. If Fabian Rivera listens to this podcast, please stop with the girlfriend thing. I've had enough.
Oh, we could set something up here.
You know what, Colton? Leave us alone. We're recording a podcast.
We're waiting for you, my
friend. Some guys actually are
stupid.
Shut up.
Colton, what the hell happened to you out there? Did you get tied up or something there during that match there?
Fall asleep.
I died. And then no one rang the bell, so I didn't know it was done. I was still going to win, though.
Well, we all thought you were going to win, but then... You didn't. What happened?
I didn't even climb the ladder once. There's no I just almost died multiple times.
Sorry, guys. Colton Kelly is a little despondent here, so we'll just let him convalesce.
We'll let him stew.
Don't want to... No.
Well...
talk to you, hillbillies.
Let me make this quick and simple, because... Yeah.
Stop talking. Let Andre talk. I like Andre better. Let Andre talk right now.
All right. So we're going to wrap this show up. Colton Kelly really doesn't like this.
I didn't say
this.
Wrap it up.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Colton Kelly. Why don't you think you won that match?
Well, because I don't have the contract, so clearly I didn't win it. It's not a matter of thought. Huh? Andre, what?
Fuck off.
Hey.
Yes, folks.
You're on a podcast. You're supposed to be professional.
We have children will stop listening. We have an explicit rating on YouTube, or on iTunes.
Good. You need it.
Yeah, I know.
Turf, right?
Folks, Colton's got a kendo stick, and I think I'm going to...
Stop talking! Give Andre the microphone.
I don't want the microphone right now.
Just for the record,
I'm scared.
Can we start selling Colton Kelly hats at the merch table?
Well, I would buy one.
Because I would buy one.
I need to make them.
Do it.
I will.
Oh,
I got crap.
Yeah, we gotta find a guy to make
merch. Now that he's moving, if you're gonna have a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls at the Northgate Lions Senior Center with the PWA Night of Champions on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Thank you a lot, everybody.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.